Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Barber's Body Shop, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Jessup Furniture, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Christian Gokel.
This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup's Furniture, Barber's Body Shop, Heron Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Barber's Body Shop, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Coastal Pines Technical College, and by Catch 228. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glen Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
How you doing?
Now, coming off a tough loss, 33-8 to Benedictine, and we're going to get into that, but I want to get into what's on everybody's mind, a video that has over 1.4 million views on Instagram, the worm play. What was the reasoning behind that,
Coach? Sheer genius. We've been practicing it for well over a year now, and we wanted to, the kids have been dying to run it. I'll be honest with you, I didn't think I'd ever run it in a game, but we did. We had the opportunity. We're trying to just take a delay. It's a delay of game. They jumped off sides.
I'd say you looked into 5 yards.
Well, there you go. So it is what it is. It's fun. We always said if we ran it, we'd get on SportsCenter, and we were right.
All right, so besides that and a couple of big plays from Hunter Hall, the offense fairly stagnant. Do you attribute that to like the first game or the opponent injuries or just a combination of all three?
Well, you know, I think it's a lot of things. I think we've had some kids out. We're missing some kids. That was part of it. I think some of it is inexperience. The other part is they have a really good football team. I think when we went back and watched the tape, it was not nearly as bad. It's never as bad as you think or as good as you think. It's not as bad as we suspected. Honestly, we cut up 7 plays where we probably should have scored on. 4 pass plays, 3 run plays where we had opportunities to score, and either we missed a block or we ran inside the block or we didn't protect the quarterback or, it was a bad snap or, there was something. The thing that we have to do, I think the biggest thing is consistency. We didn't have very good consistency. And I think a lot of that is just attributed to the fact we have we return 6 starters. 2 of those guys are playing new spots. We're missing some kids. And there's a lot of youth and inexperience out there. I think we'll be 1 game better this week.
Hunter Hall has some big carries. Anyone else stand out to you offensively?
Well, I thought, as individuals, our offensive line played pretty well. But, we made some mistakes individually as well. As a group, we didn't play particularly well. But I think our guys came off and competed. We were physical. We played fast. But there's some spots in there where we just, we didn't block back on a guy or we missed a guy on an arc. And they're just one thing after another. We didn't double team down. We were supposed to double team down. We didn't combo. We call those brain farts. We had probably 20 of those. And when you talk, 60 offensive plays and you got 20 of them, or mistakes by the offensive line, it's going to be tough to be consistent on offense. Always, to me, it's like an old typewriter. The people who are young don't understand what I'm talking about. But an old typewriter, when you hit like 2 or 3 keys together and the hammers come up and they get stuck, we kind of did that a few times. And that's kind of, we just got to get all 11 of our guys on the page. We got to have better ball security, and we got to be more efficient running the offense.
And you're listening to the Glen Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, going with Hunter in a perfect world, do you want him solely on defense, or is he going to have a role in the offense moving forward?
Well, I think he'll still have a role in the offense. And, what we really like to do is get Tyler Grant back and healthy. And then he becomes our bell cow, and then Kane can go back in the secondary and play every play in the secondary and 15, 20 plays on offense, and Hunter can play 15, 20 plays on offense. But the problem we have is Cameron McClellan's out at linebacker. So if Hunter can't go at linebacker, not only we're down to our 3rd and 4th linebacker, our 4th linebacker's got an AC sprain, so we're down to our 5th linebacker. So it's just a cascading effect when you have those injuries. Marvin Dallas, losing Marvin Dallas at corner forced us to play Che Foy full time on defense. And that's another guy on offense who's a pitch player who, you know, who can go out there and spell Quani Bostic or spell Nolan Grant. So it just you know, you lose a guy, it just affects you everywhere right now.
Now, defensively, the scoreboard may not show it, but in reality, the defense seemed like it played really well. It's tough being on the field that much and consistently starting in bad field position. What were your thoughts on their performance?
Well, I mean, we did a lot of things, but I think, when you look at it, it's probably a lot like the offense. We didn't play very well in the secondary. We struggled at safety, and that really hurt us. In the passing game and the run game, we weren't where we were supposed to be in our support. And that hurt us. Part of that is, we had two new starters back there, and then Kane, who's kind of the captain back there, was playing tailback. So we had ended up with three new starters back there. We're playing, two sophomores and a freshman in the secondary. So those guys made some mistakes, but I think they'll start to understand what's expected of them. They'll start getting better and better every week. And, Benedictine's really good. They've got, that kid who's that number one, that kid's a sophomore, he's going to be a national recruit. He's pretty special. So, it's not just all on us. I always look at us and go, we could have done better in this situation. But, I mean, as crazy as it sounds, there are 12 plays in that game that if we make half of them, three on offense, three on defense, that game is 21-21. I mean, and as crazy as it sounds, that's, when you give up big plays, that's how it comes. But, we just didn't make plays where we needed to make them. And that's really what it comes down to.
And going kind of off that, a bunch of guys played who weren't playing eighth grade football as many as like 12 months ago. Like, how big of a factor was that in the game, in the first game?
Yeah, I don't think it was necessarily a big factor so much as it was just, those kids, we just needed them to come in and play some ball. Caden Hutchinson and Alan Park ran the ball, and those two guys are really talented kids and have a chance to maybe have a role in the football team as we go forward. Miles Smith came in. We had some injuries at linebacker and came in as a ninth grader and played fairly well. Juwan Floyd started the game at corner. And, Jaden Miller was another kid who got in there and just jumped in. And we needed a guy to go. He jumped in and threw his face in there and tried to block somebody. So it's always good to, you never want to play ninth graders in 6A football. There's an old adage, for every sophomore you play, you can tally a loss at this level. We played eight sophomores and five freshmen. I don't know how we get to 13 losses, but that's really what we came down to. I think those kids are young and talented. I think they're going to get their feet wet, and I think they're going to settle in, and we're going to have a really good football team.
All right, more to come on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, a few words from our sponsors.
You are proud new home for the Glenn Academy Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show this season? Catch 228. Be sure to be there every Tuesday night at 7 as the Red Terriers head coach breaks down the week in Glenn Academy football. And of course, while you're at Catch 228, try their world-famous oysters. 228 Redfern Village at the end of Redfern Village on St. Simons. 912-634-6228, and let's go Terriers!
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herronds.com.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912 262-6841. And remember, let's go Terriers.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location from Catch 228 on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Catch 228, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, and by Coastal Pines Technical College. Now, you mentioned last week when we spoke that you guys were pretty banged up heading into the BC game. Offensively, update us on the status of Jernigan again and some of the other guys.
Well, you know, Randon is going to treatment two or three times a week on his shoulder, and he's actually feeling his arm's getting stronger. You know, we shut him down from the football for 3 months, sent him to a couple of doctors. There was a chance there that he might have to have surgery, and you know, it was recommended by one doctor. That guy wants to play football, and he wants to go out and play his senior year, and he's done a great job working with a orthopedic physical therapist here, and his arm's getting stronger, it's feeling better. So that's a really good thing. And he gets better at throwing the football every day. So that's one of those things as the season goes on. I think that pass that we missed to Andrew Delaney early in the game, I think that's a ball he probably makes in a few weeks. It's just one of those things where, you know, he's been throwing a football for 2 weeks. You know, Josh Anderson is probably going to be out. He played Friday night, but he's probably going to be out for the foreseeable future. Jalen Thomas, at offensive tackle, broke a bone in his hand. We're still waiting to see if he's going to be able to play Friday night versus Ware County. And Tyler Grant, we hope to get him back on Friday for some carries. You know, I think we'll get him for maybe 10 or 15 plays and start to work him back into the fold there on offense. And it really just depends on the medical staff, see how they feel about it.
Defensively, again, missing a bunch of guys last week. Who can we expect back?
Well, I think there's a 50-50 chance Cameron McClellan may be back Friday. If he's not back this Friday, he'll be back the next week. So I'm excited about that. He's a really good player, and he'll bring a lot to the table defensively. I think Marvin Dallas is going to be out for the foreseeable future, 5 or 6 more weeks. We're hoping to get him back by region play. That would be a huge one. And then we've got some dinks and doinks over there that we had some young kids on the defensive line that played really well and stepped up. I'm hoping all those guys will be back ready to go on Friday.
And last week we mentioned having to move inside because of the heat index and stuff like that. For people who don't know, what are the rules of the GHSA enforces on you guys?
Okay? Yeah, depending on the wet bulb reading, it's no outdoor activities. You can have outdoor activities for up to an hour with no protective headgear. So for today, we were not allowed to go outside with anything on. So we started practice for about an hour today in you know, shorts and a t-shirt.
Sure, the guys weren't complaining.
Well, you know, yeah, but you know, our kids want to practice. Yeah. I mean, look, everybody likes to have a day off, but I mean, we have Ware County coming Friday. Our kids know that. They recognize. They want to practice. So after a little bit, we would get some special teams, spread the field out. We could do, the Lightning came in, we went inside and worked inside a little bit, and then we're able to get out toward the end of practice. But that, you know, the GHSA governs what we can or can't do based on heat, and, you know, it's tiered based on the wet ball, but to basically you can full go to, you can't do anything.
And you're listening to the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, going into practice this week, what were some of your focuses with the offense?
Well, you know, the big thing is we got to get the dive going. We did not run the dive scheme very well for a couple of reasons. One, our consistency up front was not very good. And the other side, our running backs didn't do a very good job of reading a dive. I mean, we need to recognize when we need to cram it, when we need to cut it. That's a big part of what we do offensively, and we didn't do a very good job of that. You know, and it's those guys haven't done it in the game. You know, Kane Cruz has played a lot of football. Hunter Hall's played a lot of football, but they haven't done it at running back. So it's like anything else. They'll be a week better this week. We put an emphasis on that. I think our kids will get better with it, and hopefully we'll get the dive game going. Once we get the dive game going, we'll have to give some opportunities on the edge, either with the quarterback or in the pitch phase.
And then going defensively, besides some big plays like you mentioned last week, play pretty well. What are we focusing on this week?
You know, the big thing is you don't play well and give up 30 points, but it, just our fits on defense. Our fits were not very good, which is why we gave up big plays. So we coached our kids. We worked real hard on making sure we fit on the ball really well. And so hopefully it'll show on Friday.
Now, Nick Saban kind of got questioned about this yesterday, and his response wasn't very fun. But did you guys take any time out for the solar eclipse?
Not really. You know, we had some kids that missed because they were, you know, all over the place looking up at the sky, I guess. But, you know, nah, we had work to do, and, you know, I didn't have the special glasses. I didn't want to end up blind, so I didn't watch it.
Now you got Ware County coming up this week. How do you sort of break down your week in preparation?
Just to go with that, I did recommend a couple of kids I didn't like look at it, though. I don't know if that's – I don't know. I probably shouldn't confess that on the air.
As long as we don't name names, ahead, I think you're fine. But like I said, we got Ware County coming up this week. How do you sort of bracket your practice schedule throughout the week going off? Talked about the week before in preparation and starting prep for Ware.
Well, you know, you got to fix our problems. That's the first thing. So Monday, that's – you know, we want to go back and watch the tape and – talk about the things we did wrong. We had a lot there that we did wrong. So, you know, we've got a lot to talk about and fix those problems. And they just have to be points of emphasis as we go through. I think our team will get better every week. And I've said it 100 times, our football team needs to go play games. And it's unfortunate we start the season with Benedictine, we go to Ware, we have Tift, or we got Camden County in the first four. You know, if we had four bad teams, if we played a bad team Friday night, we'd probably be 1-0. And still looking to those problems, things we got to fix, you know. So you don't have that. The good news is you have a sense of urgency. Our kids understand Ware County's a big game. We've got a good football team. They're coming in here. You know, our kids went to work Monday, and so you know, I suspect we'll be a game better.
Absolutely. And when we come back, we're going to dive into the Ware County team. And just remind everybody, you're listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network with Coach Rocky Hidalgo. We'll be right back.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
Looking for top-quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
And welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Jessup Furniture, and by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law. Now, coming into week two, another big matchup against a playoff team from last year. Ware County comes in, led by head coach Frank Stevens. You guys were able to take them down 17-10 last year, shutting them out for 3 straight quarters. What similarities do you see between their squad from last year and this year?
Well, you know, they're always going to be good on defense. Coach Stevens is a great defensive coach. His teams are going to be really physical. They're going to show up and try to bully you. You know, and they're going to come out, I believe they're going to come out and try to run the ball, knock us off the line of scrimmage, and run the football. So, I mean, that's Ware County football. That's, you know, Franklin Stevens football.
And they took on Camden in a scrimmage last week. Have you got a chance to look over any of that film? And if you did, what have you seen?
Yeah, you know, I saw a little bit of it. You know, I mean, they've got some talented kids. They can run around a little bit. They've got a lot of speed out on the perimeter. You know, their linebacker play is very good, which it always is. So, you know, we're going to have to play well.
And do you draw any comparisons between their offense and your own? A bunch of a spread concept with a bunch of speed sweeps and stuff?
Well, you know, it's a little different. And I'm really not sure what they're going to do offensively. What they did in the spring was very different from what they did in the scrimmage. Coach Stevens has a wing T background, so I mean, we could get very similar stuff to what we got Friday night versus Benedictine.
And their quarterback, Jeremiah O'Hara, played very well last week along with Jordan Turner and Raha Bradley running the ball. Who are some guys that you're keying on this week?
I don't know anybody's names. I just kind of know numbers. I know their slot players are very good. They've got a lot of foot speed. They're quick. I mean, they're jitterbugs out there, so we're going to have to do a great job of kind of him and those guys. Their quarterback, he's lightning in a bottle. Same thing. We're going to have to hem him up, keep him in the box, build a box around him. And, you know, those are the big things. You have to play well up front because their offensive line is big and strong.
All right, defensively, it seemed like Camden was able to reel out some big plays against them. What's it going to take for you guys to put up points on those guys?
Well, I think we got to just run our offense. And so comparing us to Camden to, you know, it's apples and oranges, and you know, scrimmages really don't matter because at the end of the day, you know, one team may game plan and the other team doesn't. So, you know, you can only measure so much from a scrimmage. You know, I think if we go out and do what we're supposed to do, that's the big thing. I think we have to go out and do what we're supposed to do, run the offense like it's supposed to be run, and take advantage of the opportunities when they present themselves.
Now, special team-wise, Benedictine pulled off a couple of returns last week, and again, going back to the scrimmage, Ware was able to run a couple back. Have y'all worked on anything this week just to sort of solve that problem?
We didn't really give up any returns. I mean, we had a couple of good returns for us, but we didn't really give up a return from our end. We kind of hemmed them up pretty well. The kicker kicked on one, you know, one to the middle of the field. He's supposed to put it outside the hash. But all in all, I think we ended up at like a 33-yard line or something like that. I think our punt game was pretty – the coverage in the punt game was pretty good. We had a couple of really nice returns for us. Quani Bostic, they started kicking away from him. So we'll just have to see kind of what they do. They've got good athletes back there. We're going to have to run down and cover.
All right, and you're listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, what are your keys going to be to walk out Friday with a win? What are you telling the guys?
You know, I say the same thing every week. I mean, it's going to be turnovers. It's going to be explosive plays and special teams. I mean, that's what, you know, we did okay in special teams last week. The turnovers, they took better advantage of the turnovers than we did. They picked one up, ran it back for a touchdown. They had all the big plays. So at the end of the day, you know, we've got to cut that margin down. We've got to control the ball, hold on to the football, and we got to hem them up defensively. We've got to play ball. We've got to be consistent on offense and drive the field.
Now, you sort of alluded to this earlier. You guys were just a second away, an extra block away, or a catch away from a bunch of big plays last week. Is that something that's going to sort of develop throughout the season, or it was just sort of a fluke?
Man, you hope so. You hope you have opportunities for those and you take advantage of them. I think we will have opportunities for those big plays because of what we do. But, you know, it's not just going to happen. You know, we've got to make those plays. We've got to throw a block. We got to make a cut. We got to make a throw. We got to make a catch. We got to, you know, all those things go into it. It's 11 guys doing. Football is the greatest sport because it's 11 to the 11th power. 11 guys fighting their own individual battles to make sure their team wins. And, you know, that's what it comes down to. We're going to have to do that on an individual basis. Do what we're supposed to do. And hopefully we'll do that and have some good luck on the other side of it.
Now on the defense side of the ball, kind of the same thing moving through the season. Are you going to see your defense sort of start to gel, especially when you get some of these guys who are injured back?
I think we will. I think we're going to gel this week. I think we're going to go out and play really well out there defensively. I think our kids are going to run to the football. We've had two good days of practice, so you know we're going to go out there. I'm confident our kids are going to show up and play well on Friday.
Now, before we get out of here, Coach, you have anything that you wanted to say to Terra Nation? Get them out there on Friday night?
Come out and support our kids. No, I mean, our kids work really hard for this, and I hope folks come out and support those guys. I mean, those kids, what we do is important to them. Hopefully it's important to our fans, and I think it is. I think we'll have a great crowd. People come out and watch us.
All right, I just want to say thank you to everyone for coming out. And remember to come out this Friday to Glenn County Stadium at 7:30 to pull for your Terriers as they take on the Gators of Ware County. And again, just want to thank everybody for joining us on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Catch 228 on St. Simon's and join us every Tuesday night at 7 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Christian Gokel signing off.